I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Gosh, I love this podcast intro. By the way, I have the Instagram at Empowered Expansion Podcast. I haven't started posting on it yet, but I will soon. And you can DM me if you have any questions. I'm wondering if the intro to this podcast could be shorter. Anyway, in the intro of the pod, the EE pod, I talk about practical consciousness tools. Practical meaning you can put it into practice in your life. And consciousness, we'll go into more the definition of consciousness. I've taken a ton of classes from this place called Access Consciousness. Quite a bit of the tools I share, especially nowadays, come from there. I'm actually kind of maybe considering becoming a facilitator and teaching some classes straight from there because I think they're so fun. But anyway, today I am going to share an incredible tool that they have, which is who does this belong to? A magical, magical word you can start asking yourself. So where does this come from? I have about 5 points for this podcast. The first point I want to make before you can see, Let me get you hooked onto this episode. This question can make 99.9% of your problems disappear. In a previous podcast, I said this episode was already up. It is up, but in Spanish. So I'm re-recording it in English. And if you heard it in Spanish, you might get like a different perspective here in English. So stay tuned and you can make about 99.9% of your problems, the yuckiness, the ickiness, the stuff you don't like, disappear with this question. Let me tell you why. First off, we are perceptive beings, okay? From the time you're born, from the time you're very, very little, you don't have to look at a parent and see their, you know, their frown and their angry face to be able to perceive that they're angry. They could be behind you and you could perceive that. We have the ability to perceive what is going on in other people's world. Perceive it, it's not like seeing it directly with your eyes. It's not these obvious indications. It's this perception that happens in your awareness, actually. The thing is, from a young age, no one sets you aside and says, hey, listen, by the way, you have this incredible like power to perceive things going on, not only around you, you could perceive something going on in Italy all of a sudden, in China, something going on generally in the world. And just so you know, just because you are perceiving it does not mean it is yours. No one sets you aside and tells you that. I'm going to tell you that today, and maybe this will bring a lot more expansion into your world. Other people's realities don't have to be yours. You don't have to choose them. The point here is not to know exactly whose world you're perceiving. I don't think that matters all the time. You can ask, you know, and try to figure that out, but that's not really the point. The point is your perception and your perceptive powers are so big that when you ask yourself, who does this belong to? You can suddenly become aware that, oh, this probably isn't even mine. So let's say, has it ever happened to you that you're like walking down the street, you're having a pretty great day, you have a pep in your step, and then all of a sudden you just like get hit with this sadness or like this anger, you know, or maybe like you bump into someone who was also angry and now you have the anger, right? And maybe you're like, hey, what happened? I was doing just fine. And then all of a sudden I have all this yuckiness in my world. That is the moment where you can ask yourself, who does this belong to? This question suddenly gets you out of assuming that everything you're perceiving is a part of your world, right? And a part of this episode, I want you to realize you don't have to choose other people's realities and what's going on for them as yours. So I ask myself, I say it in Spanish a lot. I say, ¿verdad? Esto es mío. I ask myself, truth, is this mine? And then I see if it feels heavy or light. So you can also just say, who does this belong to? And you'll probably feel lighter all of a sudden because 99.9% of what you're perceiving isn't even yours. But sometimes, you know, I really want to check, hey, is this mine or is this someone else's? So here's a little trick I use. I say, truth, is this mine? And then I see if it feels heavy or light. Heavy or light is another big consciousness tool. So I'm going to stick it into this episode as well. It's a very dynamic tool if you start to use it. It really blew my world. So what's heavy for you is a lie. And what's light for you is true. So what do you mean, Sabrina, exactly heavy or light? We're going to do a little exercise. A quick little exercise. Let's take a deep breath. All right. If you can, close your eyes. If not, no worry. I want you to imagine that you are inside suddenly of a yucky, disgusting, smelly trash can. There's slimy stuff crawling around your toes. You don't want to take another breath because it just stinks so much. It's like compressed. And observe how you feel in your body and in your being. Do you feel like that heaviness, that compression? Okay, that's heaviness. That's when something is a lie for you. Now, take a deep breath, let it all go. Now, let's say you're on a beautiful beach, if you like beaches, if not a mountain, a beautiful park laying by a tree. There's a beautiful light summer wind. It's not cold at all, but it's not hot either. The sun is beating on your face. Maybe the birds are chirping. You're in this big, you know, open field or a spacious beach. And you're just kind of like relaxed into it. That is lightness. That's the energy of lightness. That's when something is true for you. So when I'm suddenly feeling yucky or concerned or worried about something, I say, truth, is this mine? And I see if it feels heavy or light. If it feels light, then I say, return to sender with consciousness attached, or just return to sender. It's like, okay, this isn't mine. There's nothing I need to solve. There's nothing I got to do here. I return it to wherever it came from. It's not mine. It doesn't have to be a part of my world. This sounds so simple, but when you start applying it in your life, your world starts to change. Because suddenly when you're hit with something yucky, you're hit with like a feeling of sadness or worry, or suddenly, you know, maybe you're like suddenly stressed out about this exam you have coming up when you were feeling pretty confident. There you can ask yourself, wait, who does this belong to? Maybe you're just perceiving all the other students that started worrying, and that doesn't even have to be your world. So you can say, who does this belong to? Or you can say, truth, is this mine? If it feels heavy, all right, return back to sender. I'm going to have a great night's sleep before my exam because I don't have to be worried. In a second, I'm going to talk about what do you do when it's light. However, 99.9% of the time, it's going to be heavy because it isn't even yours. If it feels light, you can go one step ahead and say, truth, did I buy this as mine? Like maybe you bought it as yours, so you think it's yours, but it's actually not. That one takes it even a step further if you want to use it. I want to give you a few more examples of this. Let's say you're in a relationship, right? And you woke up in the morning, you're feeling gray, you know, or relaxed. And then maybe suddenly you either sense your partner in a bad mood and then suddenly you're in a bad mood as well and you're kind of like got sucked into their world, there you can ask yourself, who does this belong to? Return to sender. It doesn't have to be my world. But also, like, I'm telling you, don't read too much into it. Like, which actual person around me does this belong to? Because you never know, and that's not really the point. I had a consciousness teacher tell me that he at one point started feeling like so depressed in his apartment and kind of suicidal, and not to the point where he was actually considering taking his life, but like he had this yuckiness going on in his world, and he had used so many tools throughout many days, and he's like, what's going on? And then he remembered this tool and he was like, wait, who does this belong to? And suddenly he became so much lighter. And then turns out the neighbor he had above him had an attempted suicide. So, you know, how was he supposed to know what was going on in the world of the neighbor upstairs? But with this tool, you can start relieving yourself and not choosing other people's realities as yours. Now, at the beginning, I talked about consciousness a little. And within this this access consciousness, I don't know if it's a school. What the heck do you call it? I should find out is it a methodology? What they say, it's like they're just consciousness tools. You can use them if you want. Their definition of consciousness is aware of everything and judging nothing. Not marking it as right or wrong, good or bad, because they say like that comes from like a limited point of view. So with that in mind, like being able to just be conscious, be aware, this ability you have to be perceptive, it doesn't, like, you don't have to hide away from the world. You don't have to try to avoid all these, like, being aware or of things that don't feel good or you don't like, okay? There's a lot of power in being able to be aware of everything and let your awareness expand without judging. Okay, because you're the one in power here. A lot of people try to dim down their awareness, maybe with excess drugs or alcohol or whatever kind of vices they have, because they don't want to be really aware of what's going on. I mean, parentheses here, there's also like your whole body functions and everything like that. So anyway, when you ask, who does this belong to? Or you say, truth, is this mine? And it's light, as if it is yours. It's something that's coming from your world. You're not just perceiving it from someone else. There you can ask yourself, what am I being conscious of? ¿De qué estoy siendo consciente? I say it in Spanish a lot. And here, it's without judging it, without trying to hide away from what's going on. You can start to create more space by just being in the question, okay, what am I being conscious of here? What am I becoming aware of? This way, it's not something that you have to like hide away from or fix right away or change. You can come from this place of being relaxed and letting your consciousness expand. I could create a whole nother episode on what to do when it is yours. There's so many tools. But the point of this episode was to get rid of 99.9% of the crap that maybe you suddenly think it's yours. And it doesn't have to be. You don't have to choose it for your world because it isn't even yours. So there is an app I used. It's called the Access Consciousness app. I think it's just Access Consciousness. You can download it on the App Store. It's blue with a little dandelion on it. This app, you can go into the settings and turn it on, so it'll give you like a lot of notifications for 3 days. And every time you see the notification, you ask yourself this, who does this belong to? The notification itself doesn't actually say who does this belong to. It just says Access Consciousness, but it's a reminder to ask yourself this. If you don't want to download the app, I invite you to spend the next 3 days asking yourself this as much as possible. Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? Because you're going to, as soon as you ask yourself that, you kind of become conscious of like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, what's going on in my world right now? And is it even mine? This gets pretty fun. Like, I used to maybe get so caught up in something in my day. And now I just use some of these tools. Like, who does this belong to? Oh, not even mine. Cool. Return to sender. Moving on. Continuing with my day. Anyway, I hope you have a lot of fun with this tool. And I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.